From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. U.S. Representative John Faso has appealed to the Federal Communications Commission Chairman Ajit Pai on behalf of Eagar Communications and its pending application to build a new communications tower on Eagar Farms in Livingston. Eagar applied to build the tower in 2007, and the project was approved by the Livingston Planning Board in 2013. The tower was intended to be used by county emergency services and 911 dispatch. In 2015, the FCC informed the Columbia County Board of Supervisors a proceeding to review the project, initiated by Scenic Hudson, was pending. Faso wrote in a recent letter to Pai, and I quote, "It is unacceptable that after nearly 10 years, the FCC has not decided on the proposal to build the communications tower to replace two existing outdated structures. This is a simple replacement and upgrade that is vital for our local emergency communications capability. Officials at the FCC must listen to local leaders who truly understand what their community needs," end quote. The county is currently leasing space on telecommunication towers owned by Eagar Communications, along with a portion of an accessory building to serve the county's emergency communications needs. Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Murrell said, and I quote, "The telecommunications tower located on the Eagar property is crucial to Columbia County's emergency first responder communications," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Greenville Highway Superintendent Terry Williams was arrested July 30th and charged with stealing diesel fuel and gasoline from the town highway department. Williams, 68, was charged by state police with petty larceny and official misconduct, both misdemeanors. The case was investigated by the state police, the Greene County District Attorney's Office, and the State Comptroller's Office, Division of Investigations. State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli said, and I quote, "Mr. Williams allegedly abused his position by taking, for his own personal use, fuel that was meant for official public business and paid for by taxpayers. Thanks to my ongoing partnership with the New York State Police, Mr. Williams' alleged acts have been brought to light and he will be held accountable," end quote. This is Williams' second brush with the law in less than a year. In January, he was arrested and charged with third-degree menacing following a dispute at the town highway garage. Williams allegedly threatened an unidentified highway employee, grabbing the employee by the clothing. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. David Lombardo is reporting at Capital Confidential. New York City public advocate Letetta James has the lead among the four candidates competing in the Democratic primary for state attorney general. However, the majority of likely primary voters are still undecided, according to a Siena Research Institute poll released July 31st. James is at 25%, U.S. Representative Sean Patrick Maloney is at 16%, Zephyr Teachout is at 13%, and Licia Eve is at 4%. But 42% of those polled responded don't know or have no opinion about who they will vote for. The poll also revealed that all four candidates are largely unknown across the state. Siena Poll spokesman Steve Greenberg said in a statement, and I quote, "It is not surprising that the race is wide open since none of the candidates are particularly well known to voters," end quote. Greenberg noted that James had solid constituents among New York City, young Black and Latino voters. Maloney leads among upstate voters over Teachout and has a stronger advantage in the suburbs over James. The poll was conducted of likely Democratic primary voters between July 22nd and 26th. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The Mid-Hudson Valley region reported a greater number of deaths from heroin and opioid pain relievers in 2016 than anywhere else in the state, according to a report issued by the State Health Department. Greene and Sullivan counties are among 14 counties outside of New York City with the highest death rates statewide. In Ulster County, both heroin deaths and deaths from all opioids, including heroin, decreased in 2017 from 2016 when the number of those deaths hit a three-year high. But even with the decrease, the number of people that died from opioid drugs still far exceeds those who died in 2015. Greene County had 11 opioid-related deaths in 2017, including 6 from heroin, one less than seen in 2016. Columbia County saw opioid and heroin-related deaths increase in 2017 over 2016 as well. According to the state's preliminary 2017 report, statewide, the rate of all opioid deaths per 100,000 of the population doubled between 2010 and 2015, while the number of heroin deaths increased by more than 5 times during the same time frame. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.